Painter and sculptor George Sudakawa has left his mark on Seattle. You'll find his sculptures and fountains all around the city. But George left another legacy, 4 children who are all involved in the arts. Deems is the 3rd of those kids. His dad cast a big shadow, but Deems' mother Ayame is the one who really shaped his artistic career. A grand piano dominates Deems Sudakawa's living room. He's loved this instrument for almost as long as he can remember.
There was a piano that belonged to a neighbor. I would go over and pound on the piano. And Mom ended up buying that used piano.
Sudakawa started lessons at age 5, but by junior high, he wasn't so keen on the classical standards he was learning.
Classical, I respect their accomplishments, but it doesn't facilitate my personality. I like the freedom of the jazz and the blues.
Sudakawa calls himself a blue-collar pianist. He plays around 200 gigs a year to make ends meet. He even started his own company, J-Town, to record and distribute his music. Sudakawa's a jazz man, but he traces his passion back to his Japanese cultural heritage.
Sometimes Sunday mornings, Mom would wake us up by playing okoto. And she was intense. You know, the notes she played, I mean, it would just cut right through you.
Ayame Sudakawa didn't perform publicly after she left the Tule Lake internment camp when World War II ended. She devoted herself to her family, to supporting the art they created.
Thousands of Japanese families lost, you know, all their property and their businesses. You know, Dad never told us that you should be in the arts. A part of them, it's kind of like they could take away your land or your business, but they can't take away your love of the art.
I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.